Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. Tens of thousands of American students lost out when fraudulent for-profit colleges failed to deliver on their promises or went under altogether. The Obama administration moved to try to help defrauded students if they were getting federal tuition loans. And ever since, several Democratic senators have been criticizing the Trump administration for freezing that help. You'll also remember that President Trump agreed to pay $25 million in settlements after being sued for running his own questionable for-profit real estate school, Trump University. And you've had experience with these schools.
Hi, this is Andrew Conkling in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I attended a few semesters at University of Phoenix, and I had a bad experience there. I paid off those loans, but it really set me back from paying off my larger loans from previous years.
Well, today we're zeroing in on those for-profit colleges as part of our new credentials series in partnership with the Joyce Foundation. Eileen Connor is the director of litigation with Harvard's Project on Predatory Student Lending, and she says it's always been difficult for borrowers to get relief, but something changed with the inauguration of President Trump.
Since January 20th, the administration has completely stopped processing these claims for relief from borrowers who were cheated and defrauded by schools like Corinthian and ITT Tech. It's delayed the implementation of the borrower defense regulation that was put in place under the last administration. It's also taking steps to gut rules that really crack down on predatory actors in the federal student loan program. We don't have perfect numbers on this, but what we do know is that there are close to 100,000 current claims pending that are just languishing before the department. I think the numbers of people out there who have the legal right to have their federal student loans canceled is much, much higher.
And what exactly has changed since January 20th?
Where there are federal student aid dollars, there will be predatory actors. I think what we see, though, over time is this cycle of abuse. And they'll really take advantage of people like single mothers, first in their family to go to college, immigrants, veterans, and they'll leave them worse off than they found them, and they'll do it for profit. And it's something that has always been a problem, and I don't think any administration has really been great on protecting the public and students from these actors.
So if your long view here shows that this is kind of a revolving cycle of fraud and predation that goes back to the 1950s, frankly, let's talk about going forward. There are several high-profile cases. You mentioned Corinthian, ITT, that have gone out of business. Other for-profit colleges that have gotten an enormous amount of government scrutiny, and many consumers have just been warned off these places. But what's in the future? Is this a new era in for-profit college regulation, or are they going to morph into something else?
You know, I think that we're going to see a lot of the same patterns repeating themselves. For example, the people who are running these schools that are demonstrated to be predatory are now in the administration and are nominally in charge of policing the program. Robert Itell is somebody who was the chief compliance officer of Bridgepoint Education, a large for-profit corporation, and he's now a senior advisor in the Department of Education. And just as recently as 2016, his company was being investigated by a whole host of law enforcement agencies, including the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, the CFPB, attorneys general, and he is now a senior advisor in the department. So I think that we can expect that any attempts to police and kick bad actors out of the program really are not going to be taking place.
So if you're a student or a prospective student, if you're looking for training or retraining, you're seeing the advertisements, you're going online, lots of good-looking programs for not much money, what do you have to be on the lookout for?
I think it's really tough, especially for the population that these products are marketed to, that this industry sets its sights on. And I think that's part of the reason that their business model has been successful over time, which is there's such information asymmetry. And in our country, you know, we are all primed to believe that education is a way forward and a way towards progress. And so it's really unfortunate when you get predatory actors like for-profit colleges involved in federal student loan programs. Those loans and those programs that are meant to help people become tools of economic and racial oppression. And it's something that we should all be outraged about. And we should particularly be outraged that the Department of Education and the government is really enabling this fraud. I think the question is, why do these schools have a right to taxpayer money? Why do they have a right to participate in this program? Why isn't anybody stopping them? It's hard to know what more this industry could do to discredit itself, and to see their continued existence and their flourishing is deeply troubling.
So, Eileen, if there were tens of thousands of defrauded students with subsidized student loans who were trying to be made whole in the last few years after these colleges went out of business, many of them, and none of those applications are being processed now, what's the recourse? If somebody can't get an application for relief processed, what can they do?
People are really stuck today. We are certainly trying to do what you traditionally do when you have rights and they're being trampled. We bring lawsuits. So we are suing the Department of Education. We're suing schools. We're suing people trying to collect on these debts. I mean, when you're talking about people being made whole, I think it's really important to talk about the fact that these people will never be made whole. So recently, the department has said that they want to reconsider whether people who went to Corinthian and other schools that are documented frauds, whether they should be getting all of their loans wiped out or only some of their loans. In my view, if the government does what is legally required, all of the loans will be canceled, but that shouldn't be mistaken for an idea that that's full relief in any sense of the word. For example, one of my clients is a young woman. She dropped out of high school when she was 15 and had her daughter. She was desperately trying to make ends meet and went to school to be able to work in the medical profession. She got recruited into Everest Institute in Massachusetts, which is a part of Corinthian colleges, and she ended up with a tremendous amount of debt. The school was a complete fraud. She really got nothing of value from going there. She's currently working in a minimum wage job. She is in a shelter. She is unable to move out of the shelter because her wages are being garnished by the government to pay this illegitimate debt. Her credit is ruined. She doesn't qualify for a lot of apartments. So I don't know how just wiping out that debt is anything other than giving her partial relief.
So, Eileen, what has Betsy DeVos said about this? What has she said when she's asked about the relief from students who have federal loans who were defrauded in this way?
I think it's pretty clear that Secretary DeVos does not understand the predicament of people like my clients who have been cheated and ripped off. And in fact, we've asked for her to have a meeting with our clients. She's refused. When she does speak on this issue, it's to rooms of Republican donors, and she says things like, students are just looking to be able to raise their hand and get free money. That's deeply offensive. The only people here who are getting free money are these predatory for-profit colleges, and it's time it stopped.
Eileen Connor is Director of Litigation for Harvard's Project on Predatory Student Lending. Eileen, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.